Good morning. First of all, I'd like to make a little disclaimer. Do you guys know the difference between a layperson and a minister when they pray? When a layperson prays, he gets right to the root of things and just says what he needs to say. A minister makes it into a sermon. Do you know what the difference between a layperson's message and a pastor's message? About 10 minutes. So this morning we're going to get to our coffee and our snacks and get started with our day just a little bit quicker. So don't be disappointed by the lack of our words or the number of our words. But we would like to thank you for allowing us to fill in for Reverend McDonald this morning. We enjoyed sharing our message on prayer when we were here before, and we feel honored to be asked back. I'm not sure how long the list is that we were asked before us, but I am just happy that we are on that list. I would like to tell you a little bit about myself, if I may. I am a baby boomer, nearing the age of not going to a steady job every day, but I think that's pretty apparent with the color of my hair that is still left, as well as the wrinkles that are showing up more every day. I am a Sagittarian born on the 29th of November. I'm loyal, I'm easygoing, and according to many of the personality tests that I have taken, I am a type B. I am a productive member of society with a job. I pay my taxes. I attempt to obey the traffic laws, even when those around me don't seem to have even had read the manual. I am a Christian. I attend church regularly and give to the church. I pray to God. I read the Bible. All in all, I think I'm an okay guy. My wife has been heard to describe me as a good Christian man. Like many men, I also consider myself as a fixer. I have kept our cars and trucks going for many years. Everything from tune-ups to brakes, even major engine repairs. Around the house, I think I can do most anything, from clearing a plug drain to remodeling the kitchen. I have been an electrician for over 30 years. I can fix any electrical problem. Last August, I went with a group to the Congo and helped start a pump station to deliver water to a village. I think there are a lot of you that see yourselves much the same as I see myself. I read a study that more than 90% of the people in the United States felt that they were going to go to heaven because they were a good person. But I have to tell you, I could be better. In fact, I could be a lot better. There are some chinks in the armor, is one way to look at it. Some of those chinks are dents, and some are some pretty big holes. Let's start with the easy ones. When I drive, those around me are probably wondering what manual I read as well. I don't always use my turn signal, and when I do, it's on way longer after I turn than when I started. I talk on the cell phone way more than I like to admit. I can't do the texting thing while I'm driving. I can't hardly hit the buttons when I'm sitting alone on the couch. I am also easily distracted by the world around me. May it be a balloon in the air or a field of cranes feeding. Or the lady behind me putting her makeup on. Now, how in the world does she do that? And why? Those distractions keep me from seeing the taillights in front of me, and those lines seem to be a little bit narrow to try to stay between. Notice I said I attend church regularly. Well, it isn't every Sunday, because my hobbies seem to take some time in some of those days. I also give, but it isn't a tithe, and like my attendance is not as often as it should be. And the prayers that I say are usually a quick, Lord, help me when I'm in trouble, and a thank you, Jesus, when it went right. My Bible study is usually looking up a verse from a sermon I hear or trying to find something to fix someone's issue, which is seldom my own. Even as a fixer, I find myself falling short. Most of the time when I get started fixing around the house, I get it to the point of functionality, and then I'll plan on getting back to it real soon, as most of the rooms in our house don't have baseboards, pantries without doors, a curtain works just as good. And sometimes I fix too well. Not long ago, our clothes dryer was taking longer and longer to get the clothes dry. And then it began to become a little noisy, like turn up the TV and talk louder noisy. And then there was this high-pitched squeal that got all the dogs in the neighborhood barking. Well, I jumped on the computer, I diagnosed the problem, and got the parts to fix it. I sent Deb a message that I got the parts to fix the dryer. Her response, I guess that means I don't get a new one. Little sad face emoji was on there. I also fixed some of the cars well past the point of good, reliable transportation. They should have been replaced long before I did. Like I said, these are the easy ones to see. There are many more. The occasional expletive uttered, and maybe a little bit more than occasional. Remember, I said I was an electrician. I enjoy an adult beverage, maybe more than I should. I have thoughts about some that come into my life that are not very flattering and probably not very nice at all. And the list could go on for a lot longer than my good list did. Some of the holes in the armor are just between God and me. I am hoping that as I have been droning on, you have maybe taken a look at your own lives. In doing so, for myself, I can say without a doubt, I am not perfect. One of the verses in the Bible that I like to use when I think of chinks in my armor, as well as giving counsel to others, comes from Paul's letter to the Romans. Chapter 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is not to say that it is okay, but that we are all human and we do things that humans do. I read in an Advent devotional this year that our lives are a lot like the windshield on our car. When we are traveling away from the sun, the windshield seems clean, but when we turn into the sun, all of the dirt inside and out not only becomes noticeable, but it can block our vision. It is the same when we don't look at ourselves in the light of God. We think we are doing things just fine, and then when we allow God's light in, and how quickly those smudges and smears become visible. I find this comparison very easy to relate to. We live in the Taylor Ranch area. Every day I drive to work, I go down Montaño heading east, right directly into the sun. And I'll have to say, my windshield is not very clean. When the sun hits the windshield, wow, I can hardly see where the lines are, and it's a good thing that the brake lights work on the car in front of me. There are many fixes. Like I said, I'm a fixer. There are many fixes for dirty windshields. But most of the time, my go-to fix is to pull my hat down a little lower over my eyes and keep my head down so it doesn't, and don't look straight ahead, and I can get by without much effort or trouble. Of course, the best fix for this is to clean the windshield inside and out, grab the glass cleaner and some towels, and after a little elbow grease, the film and the dirt are gone. Now, driving into the sun only reveals some obscure streaks. In addition, we can treat the glass with some of the products like Rain-X, and the windshield will stay clean longer and is clean a lot easier to clean the next time. When we look at ourselves in the light of God and all the dirt and scum blocks our vision, how can we clean the glass? What is the glass cleaner we can use? I think that when we go to church, it is part of the way we clean our glass. By hearing the singing of the, and singing the songs, the community coming together to pray, and the fellowship of the body of Christ is the best method of cleaning our windshield. The elbow grease comes when we use what we learn at church in our lives, at work, at home, and at our recreation. When someone joins a Methodist church, we recite and agree to support the church with our gifts, our talents, our prayers, our presence, and our service. This is the elbow grease. After this, our windshield is cleaner. The light of God can shine through easier. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians verses 3, or chapter 3, verse 3, "For you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations?" And now Deb is going to share with you something that is spoken to her.
So while the windshield analogy that Hank talked about is very descriptive, a couple of weeks after that, Hank read a devotional that one of our friends sent to us via Facebook, and it spoke to me from Luke 6:45. "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." When you're holding a cup of coffee and somebody bumps you, why do you spill the coffee? You spill the coffee because there's coffee in your cup. If you had tea in your cup, you would spill tea. Get the drift? The spill isn't because of the bump. The spill is because there's something in your cup. And life is full of bumps. Some little bumps, some really big bumps. Some of the little bumps don't spill much, unless, of course, you're tired and you've had a really bad day with lots of bumps, and you're down to the dregs in the bottom of the cup. What spills? Or when it's a big bump, something that changes life as you know it. What spills? Rats. Those are some convicting questions, kind of like, how clean is your windshield? Sometimes I spill some pretty awful stuff, and I think, where did that come from? Who put that in my cup? I keep thinking I'm doing better about what I put in my cup. But boy, the first thing that slops over sometimes is pretty acidic. And I don't know about you, but sometimes what we spill tends to leave some big stains on us, and worse, stains on those we love and care about. The post goes on to say, we have a choice about what we fill our cups with, so we have a choice about what is spilled. Anger or compassion? Judgment or grace? Unbelief or faith? Accusation or forgiveness? A plea to God our Father for help and strength? And I'm blessed when I spill something good that comes from God. In Philippians 4:8, Paul gives us instruction and encouragement on how to fill our cups, us, with something to spill that won't be so hard to clean up when we're bumped. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about such things."
I think that this is also an example of the way that our relationship with Jesus helps us to clean our windshield. And sometimes the cup that gets bumped is sitting on our dash. And when it spills, it gets another stain on our windshield. The trouble is, sometimes this stain is seen by everyone. But it must be wiped clean. The trouble is that many times I feel just as Paul did, as he said, describes in Romans 7:15. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. And then he continues in verse 19, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. What this says to me is that it takes a lot of elbow grease in our lives. Just like all of our relationships, we have to work at our relationship with God. We have to talk to God in good times and in bad. We need to worship Him in all we do. We need to join in with the other members of the body of Christ in doing the work of His kingdom here on earth. We are hoping that your cups are full of the love of God, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. These are the Rain-X treatments for our windshields. Because God is good
all the time.
Let's try that again. Because God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen.